Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have certainly had a busy morning with showers and storms pushing through the area. There's still a little bit left on radar, more on the way. We'll talk about when that second batch arrives coming up.
And we're following breaking news right now between Apex and Cary. Live pictures of a bad crash on 1010 Road. We'll get a live update from Laura Levine at the scene, and I'll show you an alternate route.
And the second day of searching for six people missing from that bridge collapse in Baltimore, it's getting started right now. What we're learning this morning about all six people that they are looking for this morning. Just continue to reel from that tragedy there in Baltimore. So glad you're with us here in this 8 o'clock hour on Fox 50. I'm Ken Smith.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here as we get things rolling together. We've got a lot of clouds.
Yeah.
And we've had kind of a rocky start here. Anthony Baglione is in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We've seen lightning. We've seen a lot of hard rain in some areas and now drizzle here.
Yeah, certainly been a very busy morning for us. In fact, we are starting to see a little bit of a break from some of this coverage south of, let's say, the Henderson area back toward Wake Forest, Durham. A lot of this is going to start to push up to our north, but very, like I said, kind of busy for us this morning with all the rainfall coming down. Isolated thunderstorms are still hanging on right around the Henderson area. That's going to push closer to Roanoke Rapids and South Hill. We noticed, though, a nice big break back to our south before you see all of that moisture down in South Carolina. That's going to start to push its way closer to us, and you notice it's a little bit more filled in. I think probably steadier rainfall as we get closer to lunchtime in this afternoon. Here's a look at Futurecast, though. It does a pretty good job of showing where we're starting to see that initial band move out. We get some drier time. Then by lunchtime, scattered activity still with us. It should start to really fill in closer to this evening, the evening commute. I would plan on rain here off and on through the day itself. We go into tonight. It's with us. Could be a little bit heavy at times, 8, 9 o'clock or so. It's going to be coming down pretty heavily. Where we start to see most of this move out is tomorrow. I think after about 5 o'clock or so, we should be looking a whole lot better. There is a flood watch, though, that starts at 8 o'clock tonight, goes until 8 o'clock tomorrow night for about 3 to 4 inches of rainfall where you see outline there, mainly along and east of I-95. For a place like Wake County, including the Triangle, we're looking at several inches, just about 2 to 3, let's say. Coming up here in just a little bit, we will talk about the Easter weekend forecast and some warm temperatures, Brian, in just a few.
All right. Thanks very much, Anthony. It's 8:02 right now. I've been following breaking news on the south side of Cary heading toward Apex. Had a bad crash that has closed 1010 Road right around Smith Road. That is between Kildare Farm Road and Penny Road. Laura Levine's at the scene. She's gathering some details. We'll get an update from her coming up in just a little bit. We do know a tow truck is out there getting this cleared up. Best alternate route if you're trying to get through that area likely is going to be heading up to Penny Road there from Kildare Farm Road. You can connect back to 1010 Road heading toward US 1 and toward Apex. We'll let you know how that's looking with our next update coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Want to update you on the scene in eastern Wake County, 64 westbound, right around Lizard Lick Road, site of an earlier crash there, blocking the right shoulder. It's all clear now. Traffic's flowing freely. Still measuring between a 3 and 6 minute delay as you head away from Zebulon back toward Knightdale. The backups on 97, which has been the alternate route we've been suggesting this morning, are bad enough that I wouldn't consider using that at this point. Just be prepared for a little bit of a slowdown as you head away from Zebulon back toward Lizard Lick Road. Elsewhere around the Triangle, an earlier crash at Pool Road at 440 is in the clearing stages. Look out for some police activity remaining around that interchange. An earlier crash on the northbound side of 885 between Cornwallis and TW Alexander getting cleared up. Still seeing about a 4 minute delay on that northbound side and a 4 minute delay on the southbound side right around the 147 interchange. Elsewhere around the Triangle, our major routes are holding up okay this morning with no big delays on I-40 through Garner. Just the usual backups on the south side of Raleigh out toward Wade Avenue. 540 westbound also slowing down just a little bit around Falls of Neuse Road. Of course, if you're getting ready to head out, remember you can listen to us 24/7 on the radio with our live news, weather, and traffic alerts at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Thanks, Brian. The search is on once again this morning for the six people still missing after the tragic Baltimore bridge collapse. The search began again in the last 2 hours. Those six construction workers who have not yet been found are presumed dead. Two of them have been identified as Miguel Luna from El Salvador and Maynard Yasser Suazo Sendova from Honduras. Two other workers were rescued and are recovering.
And Jeff, officials say the crew of that ship was able to send a midday alert just before that crash, reporting the ship had lost power. That gave authorities online time to get cars off the bridge and stop more traffic from driving onto that bridge. Well, coming up in the next half hour, how the Baltimore community is coming together to support the families who have been affected by this tragedy.
Happening today, we're expecting an update from state lottery officials about the rollout of mobile sports betting here in North Carolina. Apps including DraftKings and FanDuel went live in North Carolina March 11th. And since then, people have been able to make bets on the ACC tournament games, an NCAA basketball tournament, other sporting events as well. Today, the State Lottery Commission meets for the first time since that launch. Their meeting gets started at 10 o'clock this morning.
Wally, police are asking for your help finding a man officers say is connected to an assault over the weekend. Police say the man you see right there on your screen has been on the run since Sunday and is armed. Police were called to the Greencastle townhomes on Green Road after reports of a man with a gun. When officers tried to arrest him, he ran away. Now, if you recognize that man in the picture just a little while ago, you're asked to contact the Wally Crime Stoppers.
Family of four is out of their home this morning after a fire in Apex. This is video from the WRL breaking news tracker of that fire last night. Crews responded to the home about 8 o'clock last night on Hill Hollow Way. It's right near Holt Road. Firefighters say the fire started in the garage and spread to the attic of that home. They were able to get it under control in about 20 minutes and no one was hurt. Investigators are still trying to figure out what caused that fire. We're getting out some breaking news right now, 8:06 the time on our Wednesday, and we got to see the roads. And Laura Levine is at the scene of a crash. 1010 Road, Laura, we see the tow truck there. What's going on?
Hey, Jeff, good morning. Yes, it's been a busy morning here in Cary for Cary Police and Cary Fire. This is actually the third incident that we've came to see crews respond to. Right now, you're looking at a multi-vehicle crash. They actually just pulled, if we can pan the camera this way, they just pulled this truck out of the tow truck. What's left of the debris.
Yeah, we're getting some hits from Laura there, but she's on 1010 Road where she said a multiple vehicle crash is happening. She's going to sit on that story and continue to gather any new information, and she'll join us in the next half hour. Our news continues now with a funeral service happening today for a Johnston County woman who was shot to death last week during a custody exchange. A celebration of life will be held today for Emily Steinhoff. She was a wife and mother. The service begins at noon at the Fountain of Raleigh Fellowship on Six Forks Road. Well, Steinhoff was killed on March 17th in Smithfield. Police say she drove her sister to pick up her son from the baby's father, Dorian Thomas. During the exchange, police say Thomas shot Steinhoff. He was arrested on the scene and charged with murder.
During a rare trip to Raleigh together, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris focused on lower health care costs, reproductive rights, and the 2024 election. Biden and Harris spoke at the Chavis Community Center in Raleigh before going to a private fundraiser event downtown. Biden spoke at length about the years-long effort by Republicans to repeal the Affordable Care Act. A spokesperson for former President Donald Trump's campaign said Biden's speech was full of misinformation and lies. She told WRAL that while Trump made repealing the ACA a key part of his 2016 campaign, he no longer supports that.
And Jeff, the president's speech was interrupted briefly when pro-Palestinian protesters stood up and started calling for a ceasefire in Gaza.
What about the health care in Gaza?
Everybody deserves health care.
Well, you heard the president there saying they have a point. We need to get a lot more care into Gaza, the president said. The protesters were escorted out by Secret Service. WRAL spoke with two of them. They say they've been calling for a ceasefire at Raleigh City Council meetings, but wanted to seize the opportunity to say it to the president himself.
That is our message to President Joe Biden, that if things don't change, we are still, like, we voted him into office. We have the power to vote him out. And the Democratic Party needs to give us a candidate that we can actually support. And it's not about voting for the lesser of two evils.
More than 100 Palestinian protesters lined the streets outside Chavis Park, also calling for a ceasefire. Many held signs saying, abandon Biden.
As a new abortion case goes before the Supreme Court this week, and people here in Raleigh want their voices heard, what a local interfaith group is sharing about their beliefs and the importance of a woman's choice.
Also, zookeepers are getting their animals ready for the total solar eclipse, what they're hoping to learn as they go in-depth for the first time in this type of research.
And checking in with temperatures this morning, of course, we have the rainfall, but temperatures are in the 40s to the north, 52 right now in Raleigh, 51 in Clinton. Coming up here after this break, we're going to time out a big-time warm-up on the way for our Easter holiday and when our next batch of some rainfall could push in.
Thirteen is the time right now as you have this live and cloudy, rainy look at Roxborough as you watch WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Good morning to Roxborough and everyone else watching, hopefully inside and dry wherever you are. Anthony Baglione is in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now. The temperatures are more mild, but it's coming with this precipitation.
Yeah, certainly kind of a messy start for us with the rainfall. Temperatures, though, yeah, Jeff, not too bad out there. We're in the 40s and 50s currently. We do have a warm-up into our Easter weekend. Temperatures are going to be close to 80, I think, for most of us. We'll talk about that here in just a second. We look at, though, where we sit currently. We're making progress compared to where we were, though. Most of this rainfall has pushed up to the north, but certainly if you're in our far northern areas right around Roanoke Rapids, Henderson, South Hill, it's still a pretty active morning in your direction. We are not expecting any severe weather, thankfully. This is just going to be regular old rainfall, albeit heavy at times, though, as this system comes on through. Most of this coverage, once that pushes up to the north, we're going to get a decent break, I think, over the next couple of hours. You see all of that drier time headed this way. However, back down into South Carolina, this next batch, and this is a little bit more filled in, that's going to start to get closer to us, I think, as we get maybe right around lunchtime or so, and then fill in here into especially this evening into tonight, and then very similar tomorrow. Our forecast is looking just about the same as today. 52 for us currently in Raleigh, Durham, 46 in Roxborough and Goldsboro, low 50s to the south. Temperatures are going to be a huge range for us today. What's happening is we have a warm front that's going to be kind of in our direction, along with a center of low pressure. And what that warm front is going to do, A, is kind of lead to the continued off and on rain chances through today, some cloud cover, maybe a peak or two of some sunshine. We've been trying to see that break out this morning, but it's also going to keep our temperatures mainly close to the mid to upper 60s to the south. Right around the triangle, we may only struggle to get out of the 50s. Here's 5 o'clock this evening. Scattered showers still continue for us. A few isolated thunderstorms into tonight. Notice most of us still see that coverage pretty widespread overall. And then this time tomorrow, I think it's going to be a little bit heavier than what we're seeing out there right now. This morning, the National Weather Service did put out a flood watch that starts technically at 8 o'clock this evening, goes until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. They mentioned specifically the rivers, the creeks, the streams, the low-lying areas that are prone to flooding could have some issues. It's not a widespread threat, but certainly where we have that green outline is a place we're focusing for sure. 3 to 4 inches of rainfall is likely there. There could be isolated pockets where it's a little bit more, mainly along and east of I-95. In our neck of the woods, at least most of our viewing area, we're looking at probably 2 to 3 inches, I think, all said and done. Our Easter weekend, though, look at all the progress we make. Upper 60s by the time we get to our Friday after another day of rain tomorrow. 75 on Saturday, low 80s on Sunday. It is going to be a very warm day compared to where we should be in the 60s. It will be dry, though. We get our next chance at some rainfall, our next chance of some rain kind of coming in there as we get into our Monday night into Tuesday. Doesn't look like a total soaker at this point, but that's going to be something we're following here for the, of course, Durham Bulls home opener next week. 50s for us the next couple days. Upper 60s on our Friday, 75 on Saturday. Should be a beautiful weekend. 80 on Sunday, mid 70s there, Brian, by the time we get into Tuesday of next week.
All right, it is 8:16 right now, Anthony, and we're watching this breaking news between Cary and Apex, a crash on 1010 Road, not too far from Kildare Farm Road. Let's check in with Laura Levine live at the scene this morning as they work to get that cleared. Laura, what have you learned?
Hey, Brian, good morning. Yes, it's been a busy morning here for Cary Police and Cary Fire. We arrived here on 1010 Road near Smith Road right before 8 o'clock this morning where we saw crews trying to pull this truck here out of a ditch. It was deep in that ditch, and you can see some front-end damage here on this vehicle. This is a multi-vehicle crash. We believe at least 3 vehicles. You can see a second one here on a separate tow truck. That one also has some significant front-end damage. You can see the airbags were deployed here. And then the third vehicle is a little further along Tintin Road here behind this fire truck. Crews were spending the past 10 minutes kind of sweeping a lot of the debris from these vehicles involving this crash out of the road. We're still working to learn more about the extent of the injuries of those involved. You can see no other people are here on the scene aside from the crews responding. I have to tell you, this is actually the third crash that we have seen crews respond to within this proximity of Tintin Road, Keeldale Farm Road, around the same time. So there was another incident involving a pedestrian near Keeldale Farm Road this morning. Cary police told me at that scene, it had just cleared when we arrived. They were telling me that it was non-life-threatening injuries. That person was taken to a nearby hospital. They're expected to be okay. No charges are expected to be filed in that incident. And then there was a second fender bender that happened right at that same intersection. They possibly believe vehicles were trying to check out and see what happened with that first crash. No significant injuries in that incident as well. So once we learn more about what exactly happened here with these vehicles and the people involved, I'll keep you updated. Brian.
Laura, busy morning out there. Thanks for that live update. If you're trying to get around that scene this morning at 1010 Road at Smith Road, consider using Penny Road as a good option between 1010 and Keeldale Farm Road. Good news in Durham. They just cleared that crash from 885 northbound right around Cornwallis Road, measuring only about a two-minute delay right now as you head from I-40 up to 147 and the I-85 interchange. Elsewhere around the Triangle, just getting reports of a crash on Wilmington Street, just south of the I-40 bridge on the south side of Raleigh. That earlier crash on the 55 bypass at Sportsmanship Way in Holly Springs also has cleared in the past few minutes. And right now we're looking pretty good on our major routes with no big delays showing up anywhere in Wake County and pretty light traffic in Durham and Chapel Hill. Everything's flowing freely on I-85 and I-40 is looking good in both directions through the south side of Durham.
Detectives are looking for a missing woman from Harnett County. Family members say 28-year-old Shelby Campbell was last seen March 21st. Campbell's from Sanford, and the Harnett County Sheriff says her car was found in Florida. Family members have traveled to Florida to help look for her.
Dozens of people rallied in downtown Raleigh in support of access to medication for abortions. They joined other demonstrators across the country who are making their voices heard with a new abortion case before the U.S. Supreme Court this week. Nearly 2 years after the court overturned Roe v. Wade, the justices are trying to decide about rolling back access to mifepristone, one of the two abortion drugs used to end pregnancies. It's a decision that could have serious consequences in North Carolina, where medication was used in 63% of abortions last year. The rally was organized by an interfaith congregation who say their faith supports choice.
Judaism clearly states that life begins at birth. It does not begin at conception. It does not begin during the term of pregnancy. It begins at birth. The life of the mother is primary.
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court tends to hand down most decisions in May and June.
The body of a missing 5-year-old girl from New York has been found. After a 2-day search, Nefertiti Harris's body was found at a baseball field in Syracuse yesterday afternoon. Police were searching for the child after her mother was accused of hiding her body. 29-year-old Latasha Mott eventually admitted that her daughter died when she beat her with a belt. She told police she buried the body in an old baseball field behind a senior apartment building. Nefertiti was found with identifiable clothing and bedding. Mott has been charged with manslaughter and disposal of a corpse.
Former President Donald Trump's social media company soared in its first minutes of its stock market debut. Shares of Trump Media Technology Group, the parent company of Truth Social, shot up more than 50% shortly after it began public trading. That briefly triggered a trading halt of about 5 minutes, which exchanges used to put a check on volatile stock moves. More than 6.5 million shares in Trump Media had exchanged hands before 10 o'clock in the morning.
Third-party presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. hopes his selection of a running mate will help him move the needle in the polls. Kennedy introduced Nicole Shanahan as his running mate yesterday. Shanahan is a wealthy Silicon Valley lawyer and investor. She was once married to a Google co-founder. She's the founder and president of her own foundation. It focuses on climate change, reproductive health, social justice, and finding a cure for autism.
A zoo in New York is working to learn how the eclipse will affect animals. Rochester's Seneca Park Zoo is teaming up with a researcher from Rochester Institute of Technology to examine how animals will be affected. Researchers expect the total eclipse will cause some animals to behave differently that day. The zoo will use an audio moth to capture sounds the animals make. Workers will place those around a dozen different enclosures. Zoo officials say researchers noticed a change in animal behavior during the partial eclipse a few years ago.
A Texas-based fast food chain is expanding here in North Carolina. The city of Charlotte is approving a zoning request for a Whataburger. These are renderings of what the locations could look like. This comes more than a month after the company filed plans to build a location in Fayetteville. The Charlotte project is currently in the construction phase. No word on when it's expected to be finished.
You'll soon be able to grab a Krispy Kreme donut at your favorite McDonald's. Three types of donuts will go on sale at McDonald's restaurants later this year. The North Carolina-based company's original glazed, chocolate iced with sprinkles, and chocolate ice cream-filled donuts will be available. The donuts will be available nationwide by the end of 2026. This isn't the first time such competitors have teamed up. Wendy's, for example, brought in Cinnabon to its breakfast lineup earlier this year.
We're at 8:23 right now. Coming up, crews are back out searching for six people still missing after the Baltimore Bridge collapse. What we know about the people who were on the bridge and how the community is coming together.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. We're waking up to a rainy day. Let's get over to meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Ken, it certainly has been an active morning for us as far as the rainfall pushing through. Thankfully, no severe thunderstorms, and we don't expect that today. But you're going to want to definitely keep all of the rain gear handy and close by. Where we sit right now, though, there is a bit of a lull around the triangle. We're still seeing some light coverage up for a place like South Hill, our far northern areas. Roanoke Rapids definitely coming down a little bit more moderately there. As far as additional rainfall is concerned, though, we're starting to see a little bit more pushing into our south and west right around Southern Pines, Rockingham, and just make sure to plan for off and on rain here through the rest of today.
Anthony, we're looking a lot better on the roads right now. We still have a section of 1010 Road in Cary that's closed right around Smith Road, which is not too far from Kildare Farm Road as they worked to clear an earlier crash. Elsewhere, our major routes are in pretty good shape. We do have a minor crash reported on the south side of Raleigh on Wilmington Street at Rush Street, not too far from the South Saunders Street split there. I'm not seeing big delays, but look out for police activity. A little bit of a backup also on 64 westbound as you come in from Nash County and Franklin County right there at the 264 merge. We're quiet, though, in Durham.
A family of four is out of their home this morning after a fire in Apex. Crews responded around 8 o'clock last night at a home on Hill Hollow Way. That's near Holt Road. Firefighters say the fire started in the garage and spread to the attic of that home. Everyone is able to get out safely. Firefighters put it out in about 20 minutes. No one was hurt. We're expecting an update from state lottery officials about the rollout of mobile sports betting in North Carolina. Apps went live in North Carolina on March 11th. Today, the State Lottery Commission meets for the first time since that launch. That meeting is getting underway at 10 o'clock this morning. We have a lot more local news on Fox 50, including a check on the road conditions. And up next on today, celebrating Women's History Month.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We're seeing a little bit of a break in the action as far as the rain is concerned around the triangle, but there's definitely more on the way. We're going to talk about the coverage here as far as the heaviest of it when it arrives coming up.
And someone in New Jersey waking up this morning a billionaire after winning the Mega Millions jackpot. Also, a huge Powerball jackpot is up for grabs as well. Talk about life-changing.
Right? And huge. Who knows, maybe it's an office pool and there's like 50 people who are going to be set for life out of that.
I know.
It's incredible. A lot of cash.
Glad you're here with us this morning. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you along here as we get our Wednesday going. Anthony Baglione over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. I don't know that we're going to shake these clouds and rain for a little bit yet.
Yeah, it's interesting. We've been seeing at least some of our cameras. The sun has been trying to peek through, but I think the majority of us going to see mostly cloudy skies, off and on rainfall. Not necessarily the wettest of days we could see. I think that comes in tomorrow where it's more consistent rainfall, but still it's going to be not the best day in that regard. We could use a little bit of rainfall, though, so it's coming at a decent time. Where we sit right now around the triangle, we're looking pretty calm. We did have some earlier activity, some thunderstorms pushing through the area. The bulk of this coverage is now up north of the triangle and getting ready to push out of our viewing area right around Roanoke Rapids, heading up towards South Hill. This is kind of the last batch we have on radar, at least for our northern counties. There is a little bit more, though, starting to get close to a place like Southern Pines. This is likely to get up towards Sanford, even approaching Raleigh. I think especially by lunchtime in this afternoon, we may start to see that fill in just a little bit. Here's a brand new run, though, for you on Futurecast. It's definitely missing out on some of the coverage. This is what we look at a lot of times. Is it pinpointing where we're seeing the actual observed rainfall? And right now, I don't see it doing that. So it's a little bit underdone with that coverage. Nonetheless, though, we go closer to 1 o'clock. Scattered showers with us by the evening commute. It starts to fill in. Rounds of rainfall likely for us. And then especially into tonight, you see it really starting to overspread the area. That's what we're going to go for today. We have more rainfall on the way for us into tomorrow. Coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to walk through that more in detail and show you what to expect for the Easter weekend holiday here, Brian, in just a few minutes.
All right, Anthony, it's 8:32. They're still clearing that crash from 1010 Road around Smith Road on the south side of Apex, or rather south side of Cary, heading back toward Apex. They should reopen it at any point now. That is between Kildare Farm Road and Penny Road on 1010. Elsewhere, I'm watching a crash on the south side of Raleigh at Wilmington Street around Rush Street. Apparently, it's a minor crash. No injuries with that. I'm not seeing big delays showing up on the sensors there. Let's take a look at your major approaches into Raleigh here at 8:32. Not picking up any unusually heavy delays. A 3-minute backup coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, which is great for this point in the morning commute. Also seeing a little bit of a slowdown showing up there as you head into Zebulon on 64 westbound near the 264 merge. So coming in from Nash and Franklin counties, just want to keep that in mind. And you just saw, if you're looking over on that side of the screen, we just had a crash icon pop up there. So that's likely the cause of those backups. I'll watch it, let you know how it's looking. Taking a look at Durham right now, we're in good shape on I-85 in both directions, and 885 is looking fine on the northbound side. Only a 2-minute delay overall between I-40 and I-85.
This morning, we're learning more about the people search crews are looking for in Baltimore after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Two of the six workers who have not yet been found after the bridge collapse have been identified. Miguel Luna from El Salvador and Maynor Yasser Suazo Sandova from Honduras. The search for them and four other people got started again at 6 a.m. It was halted last night as officials with the Coast Guard said finding them alive was not likely.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we've also learned this morning that the National Transportation Safety Board were able to board that ship overnight and collect the data recorder, essentially the black box. It's now on the way to the lab to be evaluated. They'll be able to develop a timeline of events that led up to the strike. Investigators say they should have that information from the black box later on today. They also say 24 investigators will be returning to the ship this morning with a focus on collecting some perishable evidence. Sorry about this shot here. This is a live look right now, so we're kind of at the mercy of these cameras here. Also happening, interviews with ship crew members will begin today. They also say they plan to talk with fire and rescue and people that were on the bridge as well.
And Michelle, the missing workers were part of a construction crew that was on that bridge working to fix potholes. Governor Wes Moore said the crew of the ship was able to send an alert just before the crash that it had lost power. That gave officials time to stop cars from driving onto that bridge. The workers who were on the bridge were from Mexico and Central America. People who know them say they came to Baltimore for a better life and have families waiting at home. Well, people from all across Baltimore joined together last night to pray for the families affected by this tragedy. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott and local religious leaders were part of that prayer vigil. Scott said a lot of prayers needed right now. Members of the Baltimore County Police Department were also at that vigil. The collapse of the bridge is also causing traffic problems all over Baltimore this morning. And coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll hear from an NC State and FTCC graduate who will help drivers find the best ways around that city.
Happening today, we're expecting an update from state lottery officials about the rollout of mobile sports betting in North Carolina. Apps including DraftKings and FanDuel went live in North Carolina on March 11th. Since then, people have been able to make bets on the ACC tournament, NCAA basketball tournament games, and other sporting events. Today, the State Lottery Commission meets for the first time since that launch. They're going to give us an update on how things are going in a meeting that gets started at 10 this morning.
Well, this afternoon, the president of Meredith College will be announced, the new president, that is. President Jo Allen is retiring after 13 years. She was the first alumna to serve as the college's president. Her replacement will be announced at a campus celebration later this afternoon at 3:30.
Busy morning commute in Cary. We're following breaking news as three crashes caused backups along 1010 Road. WRAL's Laura Levine was there as the crews worked to clear those scenes.
We're here on 1010 Road near Smith Road in Cary, where it's been a very busy morning for Cary Police and Cary Fire, as you can see crews responding to a multi-vehicle crash. When we arrived here on the scene just before 8 o'clock, we saw crews removing a truck that was in the ditch, using a tow truck to pull that truck out of the ditch. Just one of several vehicles, again, involved in this crash. You can see in this other vehicle, this Honda, the airbags had to be deployed, the front with severe damage, and another vehicle further along 1010 Road here we're seeing with other significant damage. So we're working to learn more about the extent of the injuries to this incident. This is just one of three separate crashes that happened near 1010 Road this morning where Cary Police and Fire had to respond to. There was a pedestrian vehicle crash that happened near Kildare Farm Road. Cary Police tells me that it was non-life-threatening injuries. That person was taken to a nearby hospital. Then there was a fender bender. No significant injuries in that crash as well. That cleared just before 8 o'clock this morning. So we're working to gather more details about what happened here. We know that several lanes have been blocked off. It has caused some traffic backup throughout the morning commute. We'll keep you updated once we learn more. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Cary.
Lower health care costs, reproductive rights, and the 2024 election. Those are the focus points for President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris as they made a rare trip to Raleigh together on Tuesday. Biden and Harris spoke at the Chavis Community Center in Raleigh and then went to a private fundraiser event downtown. Biden spoke at length about the years-long effort by Republicans to repeal the Affordable Care Act. WRAL spoke with a Biden supporter who attended that private fundraiser.
There's a lot of energy in North Carolina around Joe Biden, around his candidacy. I think it says that North Carolinians are really paying attention to and invested in this race.
A spokesperson for former President Donald Trump's campaign said Biden's speech was full of misinformation and lies. She told WRAL that while Trump made repealing the ACA a key part of his 2016 campaign, he no longer supports that.
And to have more than 100 protesters lined the streets across the street from the president's speech. All were calling for a ceasefire in the war in Gaza. Protesters held signs saying, "Abandon Biden," and chanted, "At the polls, we'll remember." This protest is just the latest action from Palestinian supporters who've held demonstrations almost weekly in downtown Raleigh since the start of the war in Gaza. A new expansion of Medicaid benefits will help thousands of veterans in North Carolina. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services helping veterans with Medicaid get SNAP benefits. Veterans who are enrolled in Medicaid but not SNAP can expect a letter in the mail about the new expansion. It will also offer application assistance. It's all free to apply.
We have a new billionaire winning ticket after last night's Mega Millions drawing. The lottery announced just after midnight a ticket in New Jersey matched all the numbers and the Mega Ball, claiming that $1.13 billion jackpot. The winning numbers were 7, 11, 22, 29, and 38. The Mega Ball was 4. 7 tickets sold here in North Carolina matched 4 white balls and the Mega Ball. 4 won a $10,000 prize. 3 played the Mega Plier, which was 2, and that made them worth $20,000. So check your tickets. Missed out on the billion-dollar Mega Millions, did you? Well, there is still a huge Powerball jackpot up for grabs. Tonight's grand prize, $865 million. And you can watch that drawing live here on WRAL right before our 11 o'clock news.
We're just one day away from the men's Sweet 16, and all three Triangle teams made the cut. WRAL's Pat Welter will follow the Tar Heels to California, and Chris Lee will be in Dallas with NC State and Duke. The games start tomorrow. That's when UNC takes on Alabama and Los Angeles. Tip-off is around 9:40 Eastern time. On Friday night, NC State plays Marquette in the early game. That tips off about a little after 7 o'clock. And it's Duke versus number one seed Houston. That tip-off is around 9:40. Our live coverage starts this afternoon on WRAL.
8:41 the time right now on your Wednesday morning. Coming up, Sean Diddy Combs is responding after agents raided his home this week. Why his attorney says the people raiding his home were hostile.
Also, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, a new tactic could help you improve. What research has found in the latest sleep study out of Iceland.
Also, we'll give you this live look right now. Warrington this morning, Anthony Baglione will be telling us when we can expect the rain to move away out of the area.
Welcome back. I'm meteorologist Anthony Baglione here on this Wednesday, where, of course, we started off relatively rocky with some thunderstorm activity, the rainfall. Where we currently sit right now, we're looking a little bit better as far as most of the coverage having pushed up to the north right now. Right around South Hill, Roanoke Rapids, Henderson, there's just some light to spotty coverage out there currently, or up there rather. We go down to the south, though, this is another batch that's starting to push in for a place like Southern Pines, just to the south there, even in the city of Southern Pines, there is lightning showing up with that one. So just bear that in mind if you're outside, if you can head inside for just a little bit as that comes on through. The rainfall is going to be doing some wonders here for our pollen levels. It's in the medium category today. It goes down to low tomorrow. Maple and juniper, though, jump back up as we head into our Friday and likely for our Easter weekend. So a brief reprieve from that. I have the camera, though, positioned here. Here's our Southern Pines camera. It's facing to the south as that storm system is very close here to this camera. There is definitely some rainfall coming down. It's a little bit hard to see there on the camera, but if nothing else, you can see the little drop showing up right there. That's what we're going to be watching for here into the next probably couple of minutes. I think that camera will look a little more active. We look at the past 6 hours or so. So basically the majority of what we saw this morning as far as our radar estimated rainfall totals, a good swath there coming through Durham up toward Henderson. That was about 3/4 of an inch already that radar is estimating that those locations potentially saw, where you see the green also showing up, generally speaking, less than about a half an inch. All said and done, where we have the green outline right there from the National Weather Service, they're thinking we could see 3 to 4 inches possible. Most of our viewing area, let's say 2 to 4, I think is a pretty good bet with what we had this morning through tomorrow afternoon. We could use a little bit of rainfall, but as far as 2 to 4 inches, that's going to likely put us well over where we should be for the month. Here's a look at Raleigh and Fayetteville specifically, where we get those climatology reports. 2.84 inches is what we have seen so far this month for March. That's about 0.6 inches below where we should be as far as our rainfall. Fayetteville has just under 2.5 inches, a little bit below normal as well. So we could use a little bit of rain, but as far as several inches, that will likely put us well over. Here's Futurecast. We go through today, scattered coverage for us, kind of like what we're seeing this morning. I think this does start to fill in into tonight, especially by the time we get to our morning commute tomorrow. It's going to be a little bit more active as well. We go into tomorrow afternoon. That's when this starts to wind down after about 4 to 5 o'clock or so. Here's 9 o'clock tonight, pretty active for us. Isolated storms are still possible. Thankfully, no severe weather is expected, but just like we saw this morning, could be hearing a couple rumbles of thunder out there. We're in the 40s to the north, 52 currently in Raleigh. Those temperatures have not wavered much because of the rainfall in the area. 52 in Clinton, 53 in Fayetteville. What's likely to happen today, though, is we're going to have a warm front trying to lift a little bit farther to the north. That may keep temperatures in the 70s to the south, upper 60s, low 70s. For our northern areas, even around the triangle, we may struggle to get out of the 50s. So it's going to be a pretty wide range. 66 there in Clinton, 51 in Roxborough. So that just goes to show you there's a lot going on in the atmosphere for us today. We do see more rainfall into tomorrow, starting to settle down though. Beautiful Friday there for us, upper 60s, low 70s, 80 degrees as we get into our Easter Sunday, looking completely dry. And then temperatures even into most of next week, guys, in the mid to upper 70s.
Anthony, thanks. Engineers in Baltimore have a big job ahead of them. They're tasked with navigating drivers around the Francis Scott Key Bridge crash site. NC State and Fayetteville Technical Community College grad Dominique Gatlin has a role to play in this process. The Wilmington, North Carolina native says she works for an engineering firm helping with surveying. Specifically, the firm surveys area where the traffic can be diverted onto detours to travel to the other section of the city previously accessible by the Key Bridge. She says this is a big job, but she is prepared to handle.
So it's a very, very huge logistical nightmare because, one, we already being a larger city, a larger state, we already have a ton of traffic. So our job is to make sure, hey, are there any roads that are partially shut down for maintenance that we can try and expedite the work? We can try and bring out more people to get those roads open, to open up the flow of traffic.
Gatlin expects to be part of the ground-surveying effort tomorrow. She works remotely now while in Maryland, but says the Baltimore Key Bridge is how she used to make it to the office.
An attorney representing Sean Diddy Combs says federal agents who raided two of the music mogul's homes were hostile. The attorney claims the agents mistreated Combs' children and employees while conducting the raids Monday. Agents searched Diddy's homes in Los Angeles and Miami, and those raids happened as part of an investigation into allegations of sex trafficking. And sources tell NBC News agents found guns inside those homes. It's not clear what type of guns were found or who owns them, but neither Diddy nor any of his family members has been arrested.
Well, the music producer who filed a lawsuit against Sean Diddy Combs has now accused actor Cuba Gooding Jr. of sexually harassing and assaulting him. Rodney Lil Rod Jones is a former producer and videographer for Combs. The 56-year-old actor was mentioned in the original lawsuit against Combs, but earlier this week, a version of the lawsuit was amended to name him as a co-defendant. According to court filings, the alleged assault happened on a yacht rented by Combs in January of 2023. Jones says Gooding was on the yacht as a guest of Combs, who he says was there when the assault happened. Cuba Gooding Jr. has not commented on the lawsuit.
A celebration was held in Chatham County as the biggest construction project in North Carolina hit a milestone. Wolfspeed held a topping out ceremony for its multi-billion dollar factory in Siler City. 18 months ago, silicon carbide manufacturer broke ground on the more than 440-acre site. The materials made here will go into electric cars and power systems to make them faster and more efficient. Only on WRAL, Deborah Morgan spoke with the CEO, Greg Lowe, about the excitement surrounding this project.
We're on the cutting edge of technology. We're the new shiny thing in semiconductors. And if you're in this industry, you want to be a part of that.
You can see more of this interview, including the hiring that's underway and the partnerships with two other major projects in the area, by going to WRAL.com.
Our teacher of the week said her experience as a student prompted her to become a teacher. WRAL's Brian Schrader shows us how a Durham teacher is breaking the language barrier.
I'm going to say a word, and you're going to tell me all the phonemes you hear. Are you ready?
Maria Fugon was born in Mexico and came to the United States when she was in middle school.
And it was really hard starting school in a new country, the language barrier. I did not know what my teacher was saying. I didn't have teachers that looked like me. Very good. The next word is kick.
Kick. That experience led her to become a teacher. Fugon has been in education since 2009, and this is her second year at Glen Elementary School in Durham. One of Fugon's biggest goals is getting parents involved.
We tend to say that parents are not involved, but it's not because they don't want to. They don't know how to be involved, so I like to, you know, help them out that way.
Fugon was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2022, but earlier this year, she learned that she's now in remission. Fugon says her students have been a big part of the healing process. Listen to what one boy told her just a few days ago.
Miss Fugon, when I was coming to this country, I was really scared. And I said, why were you scared? He said, because of the language, the English. But I understand you. So that was just, you know, it's just a way of knowing that I'm at the right place and doing the right thing.
Applause. Let's clap our hands for Miss Fugon. Hello. Congratulations.
In Durham, I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
Well, if you'd like to nominate a teacher, go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
If you're having trouble sleeping, a new study has a possible solution for you. Researchers at Iceland University conducted a study that found people who exercise regularly sleep better. They followed more than 4,300 people over a 10-year period, and they found people who exercised on a regular basis were 55% more likely to be normal sleepers, meaning they slept an average between 6 and 9 hours a night. Previous studies have shown similar results.
Before we head to break, here's a look at your North Carolina education winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check of weather news and traffic next.